Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Well, the USDA will release its crop production report today. This report includes a resurvey of farmers to find out their up-to-date planted acreage numbers in the Midwest Corn Belt states. Lance Honig, the crops branch manager of the National Ag Statistics Service, recaps why the agency had to resurvey farmers to find out what they had planted or didn't plant in 2019.
We went back and resurveyed in 14 states. Obviously, weather this spring, very unusual across a wide swath of states. Not only heavy rainfall, but extended rainfall really caused a lot of planting delays and in some cases didn't allow some farmers to get all the crops planted that they wanted. So when we did our survey work back in the early part of June, for our acreage report, there was more acres left to be planted than there typically would be at that time. So what we did was we actually went back in those 14 states, primarily for corn and soybeans, although we did touch a little bit of cotton and sorghum. We actually went back for our area-based survey, and we revisited every field that we had identified in those 14 states for the crops we selected that still had acres left to be planted at that time.
NASS went back to each of those empty fields in July to find out what had happened after the June survey. Honig says NASS typically has survey procedures in place to account for planting delays. The challenge this year was the total amount of planting delays in 2019.
What's different this year is really, it's about magnitude. I mean, we're talking about a much larger area, talking about a lot longer period of challenge for some folks. But the bottom line is we do see a planting delay somewhere almost every year. So our procedures are already set up to handle this. You know, from that standpoint, we were prepared for this. It's just a little bigger scale than what we would normally see. And therefore, it's got really a lot more attention than you would normally see. So when we're talking about either the original June area survey or the resurvey, we're doing the same thing both times. We don't just go to that field. We actually talk to the farmer who is operating that land. So absolutely, for corn in particular, we not only find out how many acres were planted, but we find out how many of those acres did they intend to harvest at that point for grain.
Not only does NASS have to account for planting delays, they also have to account for crop growth that could be a long way behind the normal development pace.
Well, you know, the later you are, the more challenging it is in any year. This year, as we look particularly this month, what we're doing is we're doing really a couple of things to try to evaluate yield. The first and really foremost thing that we do is we survey farmers and we ask the farmers, what do you expect your yield to be? And they're thinking about things like, here's where my crop's at, here's what it's faced up to this point. And so they're going to give us their best estimate of what they expect that yield to be. At the same time, we're also out there pulling down satellite information, looking at, you know, the crop from that perspective to try to determine what we think those yields are going to be. And so we're weaving that all together.
There's a couple of things to keep in mind when it comes to the NASS crop production reports.
The first is it's based on conditions as of the first of that month. So we're going to be basing it on what was going on August 1st. And then the second, which might be an even bigger point to remind folks of, is we assume normal weather for the remainder of the year. So obviously when you're late like this, you know, you have concerns if you're a producer about what if we get an early frost, what if. We're not making any adjustments on potential for what might happen out of the ordinary. So we're going to take the information that we get from the farmers. They tell us what they expect their yields to be. We're going to compare that with how that typically relates to final yields. We're going to look at the satellite information we have, and we're going to make a determination based on the conditions that we have August the 1st.
Again, that is Lance Honig of the National Ag Statistics Service Crop Branch. You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be back with more in just a moment.